Welcome to Reclaiming Confidence. Join me as I talk about all things relationships, feminine energy and leadership, confidence, and everything that will make your life more fun, abundant, and connected. I'm your coach, Nicole Lillian. So I'm currently on my Christmas break and I'm recording so many good podcast episodes that right now, if you're listening to this, you're hearing this in January, maybe February. And I am in such a clear space right now to be sharing messages with you guys from my lessons over the past 3 years, whether that be in my relationships, in business, or with my life. And if you're new to my Instagram page, you might not know too much about my history. And so I really encourage you that if you want to know more about me and where things started, scroll down on my Instagram page. The reason why I don't delete who I used to be is because there's so many women who have been able to come out of the darkness and restart their lives because of witnessing my history and my own journey into becoming the woman that I am today. So if you need some inspiration today to get you out of a dark place, to get you out of a stuck place, definitely go and scroll down on my Instagram page. And also, if you just want to learn about me, where I came from and how all this got to where it is today, you can get a really good picture of the journey from my Instagram page. You can also scroll all the way down on my podcast to get educated on some topics that I used to heavily teach and coach about when I first started my business. But now they are things that I still teach and help women with, but it's not my main thing that I put out there to get clients for. So women will come to me for empowerment, for confidence, for starting a business, for being confident enough to start a business, to get into the kind of relationship that they dream about, to feel more confident in dancing and in moving and expressing themselves. And when they come to me with problems, right? There's all these certain things that inhabit their confidence to shine out and shine through from within. And these things might be they've actually got food problems, they've got body image problems, they have a lot of self-doubt, they have a lot of fear, they have a lot of shame or guilt they're holding on to. And all of this is just stored in the body. And now I use coaching, I use empowerment, I use dance, I use embodiment as a way, and I also use a lot of strategy, believe it or not. So it's a beautiful balance of both to get them out of where they are, to get them to where they want to be. And so if you want to learn a little bit more about the history and about the past and also about my experience, go on my Instagram, go through my podcast episodes. There is so much to take in and so much to take away for yourself that is going to benefit your life. But if you're here today for this podcast episode, thank you for choosing this podcast episode. There's so many episodes that you could have chosen today, but you chose this one. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You are awesome and I love you. So today I really want to talk about how to get seen in 2024. I'm going to talk about this from a business perspective because I'm in business. I run a lot of different brands and getting seen is one of the most important things because if you're not seen, if people don't see you, you do not have a business. You do not make money. You cannot make a living, right? So being seen is one of the most valuable things that we need in our business. But how do we get seen? Now, if you decided to go back on my Instagram or go back on my podcast episodes, you would have noticed that I've been in business for a very long time. In case you want to know exactly how long, it's been 8 years. And over those 8 years, the business foundation and system has looked very different, but there's been quite a few things that have remained consistent. And one of those consistent things that remains the same, that doesn't really change that often, is the mindset, is the attitude, is the hard work, and actually needing to do the due diligence to get to you to the level that you want to be at. So I want to let you know that if you're somebody who's kind of bummed that you're not where you want to be yet, right? Put your hand up if that's you. Man, I have been there so many times where I've sat in my own sadness of just like, why am I still not there? Why? I've been working hard. I've been doing all the right things. Why? And this poor feeling of why comes from entitlement. I know entitlement all too well. Entitlement says, I should have this by now. Why do I not have this right now? I've done all these things. I should have. Why don't I? Right? This voice is the entitlement little girl or little boy that lives within you. And if you're going through this right now, like, oh, why is she there and I'm not? Right? In these comparison cycles, I want to maybe suggest to you that it's because you haven't done the work that's required to get you there yet. There's still work to be done. A lot of us would love for it to happen overnight or in 6 months or for a year. But for a lot of people, it takes 5 years. It takes maybe 10 years. And for the unicorns like myself, it might take a year or 2 years, right? When you leave yourself no other choice but then for it to work out and that you will show up no matter what, you do make things happen a lot quicker. You do take more risks. You do fail a lot quicker so you can learn a lot quicker so you can get to the result and the dream a lot faster, right? But if there is nothing rushing you, it can take a while. If there is not a big enough fire in your belly yet and not big enough reason yet to drive you to the thing you want, it's going to take you a little bit longer. And if you're wondering why you're not where you're meant to be yet, maybe you're just not meant to be there yet, right? Maybe you haven't learned the lessons you need to learn yet. You haven't put yourself in, and I want to highlight this word, you haven't put yourself in, okay? The situation, the scenario, the experience that you need to have in order for you to be ready for what it is that you're asking. And this is why I emphasize to my clients all the time, it is so important to take on opportunities, to say yes to challenge, to show up for those challenges, to push yourself through the hard things and show yourself you're capable. I spoke about that in the last podcast episode. It is so important to do those things because there are lessons in there that you are required to learn so you can handle and be ready for the level it is that you're asking for the dream it is that you're dreaming of. If you were meant to have it right now, you would have it by now. So my message to you, if this is you, is keep going. Keep showing up to the challenges. Keep showing through them. Don't just go through them though. Take the lesson. Write it down. Remember that shit because you're going to need it in the future. Notice how resilient you become to the no's, to the failures, to the self-doubt. You will keep showing up. And that is the kind of emotional maturity and mental maturity and stamina you need to be able to handle and to be able to hold big things. And if you're anything like me, you have big dreams. They're big things. If you don't see every other common person having it, it means it's big. It's a big thing. And you need to build resilience and have a certain mental and emotional and physical fixture or structure or embodiment for you to be able to handle that thing, right? So if you're in a position where you're like, I am ready to step it up, I'm ready to grow, I'm ready for the challenges, give it to me and give it to me now. I'm going to give you some tips on how you can start to be seen so you can get to where it is that you want to be. Like if you're somebody who wants people to beg to work with you, this is for you. If you're somebody who wants to have other people reach out to you so you can be on their podcasts, so you can share your messages, so you can be on their shows or you can be involved in their programs, whatever it might be. If you need to be seen for whatever reason to get you to where your dreams are, this is for you. And as I mentioned, throughout the 8 years in business, there's been a lot of things that have changed, but a few things that remain consistent in what we need as business owners or as dreamers, as people call us, in order for us to be seen. So I'm going to share with you very simply what you need to do to get seen in 2024. So are you all ready for this? First thing, talk about it. If you don't talk about it, nobody is going to know that it exists. And if nobody knows that it exists, nobody is going to pay you money. You need to be the one that is talking about it every single day like you're crazy about it, like you're crazy for it, like you're obsessed with it. Because nobody else is going to do the talking for you. Nobody else is going to get the word out there for you like you will for yourself. You might have people along the way that invest in your vision, that get excited about your vision and what you're doing with you, that love what you're doing so much that they want to share it with a friend. And when those things happen, that is the cherry on top. But do not be the kind of person that relies on that. You cannot rely on those people. They are the cherries on top. You have to rely on yourself to get the word out. You are your biggest cheerleader. Your coach or your mentor will be your second, but you are your biggest cheerleader. And you have to talk about it like you're obsessed about it. And if you're not obsessed about what it is that you're doing, then the question you should be asking yourself is, should I be doing this? Is this actually for me? Is this the thing that I'm passionate about? And girl, if that's you, you need to do some reassessing. But I'm talking to the people who are living the passion, who are doing what they want to do, who really want to see this happen for themselves in this lifetime. You've got to start talking about it. Don't just talk about it though, be about it. So once you're talking about it, sending the message out there, I want you to start being about it. Live it, take action in it. Show the people that you are it, right? Just talking about it isn't enough, right? Talking about it gets the word out. But then people are like, yo, I ain't seeing anything. Where's the thing that you're talking about? And that is the proof, right? That is the evidence that you need for people to trust you, for people to continue to follow whatever it is that you're sharing about, that you're giving to people, that you're offering people, that you're preaching about, that you're helping others with. You need to be about it and do it. Do the thing. There's this motto that has been out before that goes along the lines of like, don't talk about it. Or think about it. Don't judge others who are doing it. Like, you do it, right? Something that I always say to my business clients is, do not take advice from anybody who isn't in the arena doing what you're doing. It is great to be somebody who's open to feedback, but if you take on everybody's feedback and adjust your business and all of your decisions based off every single person's opinion in their feedback, you will not have a business. You will not have a business that stands for something. It is great to be somebody who's open for feedback, like I said, but do not let that change your direction, right? Do not take advice, like massive advice, from somebody who isn't doing the do, who isn't in the arena that you're in. Like, I would not take advice from somebody who is a zookeeper if they're giving me advice on how to make money in my business. I just wouldn't. It's like, you're not even in the arena with me. Why would I take advice from a zookeeper, right? Or maybe you're somebody who keeps listening to your mum or your dad or your brother or your sister or your uncle, and they're giving you advice on how you should take it slow and how you should maybe do XYZ first before you invest money into a coach or a mentor. Or they're telling you that people don't want to hear about how to live a holistic lifestyle. People just want to know how to get skinny quick, right? If you're the health practitioner and the thing that you stand for is holistic health, that family member isn't, one, your client or customer, so you shouldn't be listening to them. Two, you need to stand for what your business stands for. You need to talk about that, and you will attract the right people, but do not take advice from that family member, that uncle, that sister, that brother who isn't in the arena doing what you're doing. If they are not running their own business, if they are not in the health practitioner world, the advice they have in order for you to get success is irrelevant. Unless they have had that success themselves, then it is irrelevant. And this is the whole reason why we pay coaches and mentors money to get help and to get the support we need, because they have the answer to our question. They have the success that we need. So they have the answers. So we pay them, and in return, we get the answers. We get the support. Whereas if you're not paying somebody for their advice, it should be null and void. It should be block, ban, delete. It should be thank you for your thoughts and care. I'll take this into consideration if what I do doesn't work out, right? Like, you don't have to be nasty about it. You don't have to be mean about it. You don't have to be like, fuck off, blah, blah, blah. Or can you just shut up? You don't know what you're talking about, or you've never had it this hard, right? Like, you don't have to be rude about it or reactive about it. You can just say thank you, right? Maybe they do care. Maybe they do want to help. And most of the people on earth do just want to help each other out. So that might be what they're doing. But what I'm saying is just do not take on their advice. Do not let it change your strength in the confidence you have towards the thing, and listen only to those who you are paying money to, who know how to get you the success. The second thing that is a consistent is being so good that people cannot ignore you. There have been a few things that I have offered to people in the past that haven't been my full zone of genius, but I'm like, you know, I kind of know how to help with this, and I'm going to be honest and tell the person I can only get them this far. But when I offered those things, you know, it wasn't my genius. It wasn't my, like, oh my God, I cannot resist but to pay Nicole money because I know that she's so good in this kind of thing, right? So you want to make sure that whatever it is you're giving your time to, you are so good in it that they cannot ignore you. Like, so good. And you don't have to be perfect. Don't let this pep talk here, like, trick you into thinking you have to be perfect. That is not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is know that you're good in it. Back yourself, back your worth. Be so good that they cannot ignore you. Be so good that your results speak for you, right? Because you're going to be so busy. When you're so good at doing what you're doing, you're going to be so busy, you get to the point where you will hardly be able to talk about it, and everybody is going to be talking about it for you. And this might take a long time to happen, but it is possible to get there. But right now, you've just got to be good at what it is that you're doing. And to any new emerging coaches or people or business owners, please do not get into a business where you're still learning that thing for yourself, right? You have to be the expert at whatever it is that you're choosing to start a business in. You should not be teaching people how to get confident when you're still learning how to get confident, right? You should not be teaching people how to get into a marriage when you're still trying to get into a marriage, right? That is just not right. That is not in an integral, congruent business. You have to do the work first, then only then you can, or you might decide that you want to make a business out of this, or this is your purpose, and now you have the tools, you've had the experience, and now you can help people with it because you're coming from lived experience and education and lessons and failures and wins and all the things that you need in order to help somebody properly to make their money that they're investing in you with worthwhile. So make sure that you're in that position as well. Make sure you're so good that they cannot ignore you. The other thing is be loud. I cannot emphasize enough that you have to share about your business. You have to put yourself out there over and over again. Every single day, there might be some people that tell you, you don't have to do that. You can just rest and manifest and da-da-da-da. And look, I've been there. I've tried that. And there are benefits to that and ease and grace to that. And I also know for a fact that the more I put my message out there, the louder I am about how great my service is, the more people come to me, the more people believe in me, the more people want to work with me, because it takes multiple times for people to see what it is that you offer, and maybe months, maybe even years for somebody to start trusting what it is that you offer before they decide to send you a message. And it's not even them paying you yet. I'm talking about them sending you a message of inquiry. It can take a lot of time, and you've got to have the resilience to stick out that time. If you do not have the attitude, or you're not ready to stick out that time, then you're not ready to run a business. You got to be ready to stick it out, to show up, to be loud, to talk about it, to be your number one cheerleader about what it is that you're doing in business. Because if you're not being loud, you're being quiet. And when you're quiet, what happens? You lurk off into the shadows. People don't really notice that you're there. People notice the people who are being loud, the signs that are going up consistently in front of their eyes. They're going to look to them and not look and make effort to go and scramble through the shadows or the back of the room to see what's there waiting for them. They're going to look at what's in front of them. So you've got to constantly remain in front of your people if you want to be seen in 2024. And a few final things that are just going to help you get seen is, one, reach out to somebody in your community who is also doing the same thing and ask to be involved in their program, ask to get involved in their community, offer something for free, do a webinar, do a coaching call. Number two is reach out to your current network of people who you know will benefit from your services and offer them free time, and in return, get testimonials, get proof, get the evidence that you need to show people that you are so fucking good at what you do that they cannot ignore you. And the third thing that you can do is create your own podcast. When I first started my business, I was so desperate to getting onto other people's podcasts as a way to share my message and to spread my word, because I had so much to talk about, so much, but nobody would have me because I was a nobody. Like, nobody had any reason to have me on their podcast. So I was this girl reaching out every single week to tens and hundreds of people by the end of the month to get on their podcast, and I had no success. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start my own podcast. What do I have to lose? I just want to speak and share a message. And the bonus would be if anybody clicks on and actually gets a win from this, right? Like, if one person listens to this podcast and that one person makes a change in their life, I've won. I've done my job and I am happy. So I started my own podcast, and from this podcast, I have made thousands of more dollars that I wouldn't have made if I didn't start my podcast. And now I'm in the position where people are asking to be on my podcast, right? Or now I'm in the position where I can ask people who have so much value and experience to give to my audience, I can ask them to come on my podcast. And now they will say yes, because they see the value. They know that I am what I talk about. And this podcast reaches people from all around the world. Heck, it's reaching you wherever you're at. Like, how magical is that? We did not have the privilege of this not too long ago. This is new. This is a privilege. We have social media. We can reach someone from the other side of the world in a matter of seconds through a message. We can share a post. We can share a picture. We can share a video. Like, if you don't understand how privileged we are to have that, then I don't think you're going to really take it upon yourselves to take advantage of all of these things we have to get seen in 2024. Like, if you've got social media, start using it. I don't care if you have only 50 followers or 100 followers. Do not let that be an excuse. Just start and see what happens. Remain consistent. Give yourself at least a year. This is what I say to everybody starting out, or everybody who's been on and off with whatever it is they're doing. Give yourself a year of consistency and see what happens. If nothing is happening, let's talk again, right? Or actually come and get proper coaching from me and mentoring from me, because you also don't want to waste a year of your life doing it wrong when you could be doing it better, right? So don't waste your time. Get the right education. Reach out to somebody who can help get you there in half the time, and make sure you're using all of your resources. Don't be the kind of woman that sits around and says, I don't know how, right? The moment we say that, we give away our power. I want to remind you today that you are a resourceful woman. You can know how. You just need to ask the question to yourself, what do I need? Okay, now where can I get this? And start looking. Use your resources. Find new resources, but never convince yourself or weaken yourself or disempower yourself to the level that you think you do not know how to take the next step. Because you do. You might be scared. You might have some doubts, and that's okay. Acknowledge that and see that. But do not disempower yourself to believe that you cannot take the next step, because you can. You're a resourceful queen, and I believe in you, and you can believe in yourself. I'm going to leave this episode there today. I hope that you loved it. And if you know of somebody who needs to hear this message today, make sure you share this podcast episode with them as well. And until next time, keep believing that you can. Bye-bye now.